Hello and welcome to ArtBS, Business Solutions. This is a podcast for artists that provide business solutions. We discuss all aspects of being an artist, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal for each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity. I'm Rachel.
Stephanie Weaver.
Jules McCullough.
Art comes from life, not from the studio, by Marina Abramovic.
Okay, we got a Southern girl saying probably a Ukrainian Russian name. So we're
Abramovic.
Just love us, folks. Don't try and hate us right now.
She's trying really hard.
I actually did try it before I started this. But anyway, it's a great quote because today we're going to be talking about your creative space. Do you have a creative space? Do you have a studio? How do you work and where do you work? So we will start with Stephanie because she has like the whole upstairs of her house.
Yes. I love, 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 love my space. I'm so lucky. I'm so very, very fortunate. But it was one of those things back when we lived in Atlanta in like a postage stamp size area. I only had like a little corner in a guest bedroom. And but now I have expanded and I have the whole upstairs in our house. And it's like, oh, at least 1,000, maybe 1,200 square feet. It's like nice. Ridiculous.
That's a big studio.
It's awesome. So one part of it is like my studio where I also have my computer and my easel and all my paintings, my drawing station. And then I've got a separate room that used to be the kids' playroom.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't use it anymore. And my husband and I gave him the opportunity to say, hey, do you want to make this like a media room or something? And, you know, my man cave. And he's like, no, I'm fine. And I'm like, well, it's mine. And so I turned it into an R&R room, relaxation and recovery. And so I got so twinkle fancy. Lights.
Nice.
It's like little meditation, quiet space type thing. And I do a lot of planning in there because it's basically soundproof in that room.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So I am so spoiled with my spaces. So I'm sorry, guys.
And you have like an easel area where you paint. You got a paint area, you got a computer area. Like describe how your space is laid out.
Okay. So you walk in and the first thing that you're gonna see is my computer. And I've got two monitors, and then right above that is this frame that I put together that has all of my paints laid out on it. And I can include pictures in the show notes, I think.
Yeah, I don't know, but we'll try.
Yeah, we'll try. So I've got all my paints kind of laid out there in color order, so I kind of know what's going on. And then recently, me and my nerd self bought a big whiteboard. And so
not just a little whiteboard, people. This is a Sheldon whiteboard.
Yes. I love Big Bang
wheels.
Therapy.
Yeah.
Big Bang Therapy is what I call it.
I love that name.
I actually have that to the left, so it's kind of blocking my easel from being able to see my computers, because if I can see them, I want to sit there. But by blocking it out, now I'm totally focused in my creative space, which is my easel space. So I try and block things out. So you got your easel space, which is totally art. And that's where I don't think logically, I think, over there. And then when I go to my computer space, it's really logical. And then I have like a drawing space kind of over the side. And sometimes I'll use that also as I want to play in clay. I can do it over there. And it makes a ginormous mess. And it's nice and hidden over there.
That's good.
And this past weekend, I actually took like the walk-in closet that was up there. That was a hot mess where I shoved everything that I didn't want to look at. And I converted that into another little workspace. So that I can put stuff in there. And that's where I've been keeping some of the porcelain things. And that way I can close the door. And dog hair and all that stuff doesn't really get in there. And the cats can't get in there.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, that was a trying to take a nap idea. And then went up and did it.
And you've got, on your other walls, you've got pegboards. So you've got all your artwork up.
Yeah. So I like even in the studio, we're at the Low Mill right now recording this. And in the studio, 120.
Yes, 120.
120. So Julie has these pegboards up, and back when we all had a space upstairs, I think it was Julie. You had this brilliant idea to use pegboards, and we were just like, oh my God, I'm totally doing this at home too. And so we put these pegboards up on the walls at home so you can put all of your artwork. And so I've got like a wall of unfinished artwork and another wall of finished, waiting to be varnished artwork. And so it just kind of moves its way around the room.
And out,
hopefully. And out the door. Bye-bye. But yeah, that stuff. I try and keep everything nice and organized, but my husband, he comes up there and he'll just be like, oh God, there's so much stuff. He hates the room so much.
Really, because yes. It's
well organized.
It's very well organized. Let me ask you a question though. So in the morning, because you go upstairs the way it is and the back stairs in your house kind of leads into the studio. So do you get in your studio mode at the bottom of the stairs when you are walking up, or is it when you open the door and you're like, ah, I'm in my studio?
Oh my gosh. So I think my phase of being in the creative mind, is that what you're kind of?
I guess I was just wondering, like when you get in studio mode, uh-huh, whether or not you're working on emails or whatever, you're heading up to the studio, does it hit you like as you're walking up the stairs or when you walk into the studio?
I think it even starts before that. So like, 5:30, I wake up at 5:30 in the morning and my mind is immediately there, because I consider the back porch also like my creative space, because I go out there.
Your back porch is very nice, by the way.
Thank you. I guess I should probably do like an Instagram, you know, video.
Yes,
on all
you
of
should.
This stuff. Okay.
It was really nice because we sat out there and had coffee one time.
Yeah.
It was so nice.
Well, that's what I do, is I go out there and I sit, and usually I'm up before everybody else, before all the chaos starts and everybody starts making all these demands on me. And I sit there with my cup of coffee and I'm literally looking out at our backyard thinking, this is great. Today's going to be a great day. I can't wait to see what I'm going to do today. And then the ideas start flooding in of, here's everything that you want to do today. And your number one priority is da 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 da. And I can't wait to start that. So my mind is immediately in the creative mode. So when I go up and I, a lot of times actually sitting on the back porch writing. And so like, if you're on my email newsletter, every one of those is written on the back porch. Even when it's like 40 degrees outside, I am in sweatpants, sweatshirts, and I have a little heater there, but that's like my place where everything kind of begins. And then after, then I go to the gym and then I come back and shower, get ready and everything. And then it's my time to be upstairs. And when I'm upstairs, I am there the whole time, like until the kids come home. And then chaos begins.
Okay. So it's just going to be funny, but you're definitely a morning person.
I am such a morning person. Yeah. Like in college, I opened the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning. That was my job. I was like a sales manager at a health club.
And apparently, like, opposites attract, because I'm not a morning person.
You're not a morning person.
But Julie is becoming not a morning person. You are a morning person too. But now, anyway, just the side notes.
Yeah, but now I'm getting back into being a morning person again.
Yeah, because of everything. But all right, so tell us about your office studio. I mean, we're in the studio here at Lomo, but tell us about your home office too. And then we'll talk about our Lomo studio.
So I have an office space in the front of my house. I did have upstairs, but then my son took upstairs over. And so now I just have a smaller space on the first floor. And it's right off the foyer, so it's always busy. That's the only thing, as Stephanie was talking, I'm thinking about myself, you know, it's never just quiet. And I think that's why I crave the house to myself, because then that space is quiet.
Well, you know, you have doors on. You can
but
shut
even
those
then,
doors.
The energy is different.
My doors are all glass, and so you can still see, even though I have them half blocked. But now I will say I've switched my office around that I'm facing the wall that the doors are on. And so when I'm at the computer now, I'm kind of like hiding out and they can't always see me. And I'm
You're
less,
hiding in your office. Yes, yes, I love
and
that.
I'm less distracted by them.
It's like the female version of the male's bathroom.
Exactly. I'm much less distracted. But, and then now I have my L back. And so I have a table with all my watercolor stuff that I can just leave out, yep. which is great because mm-hmm. it's 72 inches long and it's just spread in front of my window that has my hummingbird feeder.
And you have morning light that comes in.
Oh such yeah. long, so beautiful morning. East. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yep. I face east.
Me too.
That's so cool. Lights on okay.
That's very cool. So I love, you know, being in there in the morning. It's quiet. After the kids go to school, which yay,
thank
school
God.
Now. So now I get just a little bit of quiet. And then I have my little shrine area with my candles and I'll go and light those and then just relax. And I have a chair that I can relax in. Like the other day, I was sitting in the chair, sketching out some ideas, writing my to-do list, doing Duolingo, and just kind of, and that's divided with another table that I have in the center. So it's very crowded in there right now. So I am very envious of your big space because if I had my ideal space, I would have a little meditation area in my workspace because I find meditating
you almost
helps
need to go
me.
Back upstairs.
I know. I was dreaming about, okay, when JP leaves, I'm going to rip that carpet out. I'm going to put the hardwoods down. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have that entire wall pegboard that's on the long wall.
Yeah.
And kind of dreaming about how I was going to set it up. But I think that space may already be claimed.
By who?
Why?
My husband.
He's no, no, no. No.
Okay, so we were talking about Big Bang therapy. We're talking Big Bang theory.
This do not let him have that space upstairs. This is a way personal and no one's going to get it, but you will have more stuff upstairs.
Well, I'm married to Sheldon from Big Bang Theory.
Like, but his office, if he outgrows that office, too bad. That upstairs is your studio.
So I just think about the weight and load bearing.
Well, that's
so,
what I'm thinking know. Too. But, you know,
so
I mean,
much stuff.
Seriously, the man has a book from college that he saw on Sheldon's shelf in the Big Bang Theory. Really? We all know, like, how do you see a specific book on a bookshelf in a TV show?
Wow. That's impressive.
Right?
Yeah.
But yes, he still has it.
He's a saver. And that's in air quotes.
Yes.
Which is
totally off topic, but
code word, right? For something
well,
yeah, else.
It's like don't. It's space.
I'm voting for your
I know.
Your space.
I think I'm gonna be claiming that space. I have a year and long. A half and he's going to college. So I think I will be
I mean, they still need a bed when they come back, but he can always sleep on the couch. I'm just
right.
saying.
Exactly.
So when I walk into your guys' space, so here's what I would do. So you walk in the door in Julie's house, and over on the right-hand side is her studio, and it's got closed off with French doors, glass mm-hmm. French
yes.
doors. And over to the left-hand side, there's this open space that has like
it's
a
like
couch.
Dining room. Area.
Yeah, but it's not really being used for anything specific, mm-hmm. is it?
No.
I would take over that room. I would totally take over that room. Because, it, you know, if you don't take it, somebody else will, or all the crap is going to end up
yes.
there.
Yes, which the crap does end up there, so.
Take it over.
I know.
Take it over.
Yeah. I just may do that.
Yeah. So I was also thinking, like, when you were talking about your space, what was key with you, oops, sorry, I hit the microphone.
That's okay.
I talk with my hands.
I
so
do, too.
You guys are going to get, like,
and I fidget.
Around.
I know, there's all
Rachel's freaking out over here because she's like, there's
it's
so
okay.
much noise that you guys are creating.
It's okay. I can't edit it all out. Yeah.
But the key between all of that is having surface area. You
yes.
have to have surface
well,
area to actually do everything.
That's why last week? No, the week before last, I went and added back my U shape because I put a table away thinking I would just work on a straightaway, and I just couldn't do it. It's not, I mean, right now I have my center table, which makes it crowded in there, but I have my center table full of stuff that I'm packing to take on my trip. And then I have my watercolor table in front of my windows, and my little computer nook is behind that door now when you walk in. And I love it.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like every space in there has a very specific purpose. It, and it's almost like what you just said. It's your nook. So you've got your watercolor nook. You've got your computer nook. And so everything you have is right there, accessible. Because I don't know about you guys, but I get so incredibly frustrated when I get in the middle of something. And I was like, Rachel, you ran into this last week.
Right.
Where's my tape?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Where? Yeah. Who freaking took my tape?
Yeah. I know. I have a spot for everything. So
And I was like, where did it go?
It may look chaotic, but I know where everything is.
Right. Well, and I don't think, you know, like people probably don't realize, you know, I have a really nice Epson printer that I do my prints on. I have a Glowforge laser cutter that doesn't get used enough, but I have a billion freaking ideas in my head to do. And then I have all my mom's photographs, which is, you know, from when I was a baby on till her death. And I also have all our family photographs prior to going 100% digital in there to scan in.
Wow.
And so I have lots of projects going on in that small space. And it drives me nuts not having somewhere to lay the project of the moment out, which is why I put that center table back, because I've got to have the work surface. I'm sorry, it may look like a mess and it may look chaotic. I had my daughter make my background with my bookshelves and my little shrine thing all Pinteresty, as she puts it. But, you know, it is what it is. Like, I had a conference call this morning and I didn't go on camera. And they're like, well, Julie, you're the only one not on camera. I'm like, yeah, my office is a mess. Well, you're in a studio. You do art. Who cares? I'm like, well, I care because it's a mess.
Right.
And I don't think it necessarily has to be, you know, super.
No, it's so hard. I mean,
it can be messy, but still be organized.
Yeah. Exactly. It's very organized, but it was just clean yesterday morning. But then when I start to figure out, you know, I'm unpacking my bag and packing my bag and unpacking my bag and deciding what else is going to go in the bag. And then looking at, you know, power converters and everything else, it becomes a mess really quick.
Well, so. I always think, like, in order to build, you have to destroy first. And so my room gets destroyed as I'm creating something new.
Yes,
exactly.
So I always get annoyed. I don't know, like, how you guys feel about this, but when you go through the Instagram posts and you see our Pinterest, even the Pinterest ones, and you see all these gorgeous, you know, hyper organized teal shelves and all this other stuff, and it looks gorgeous for studios. And I'm like, yeah, that would last 5 seconds.
It's like, exactly. You know, there's not keeping it clean.
Right.
Yeah.
And I have a certain level of destroyed that I can go to before I can't work anymore. I'm like, okay, I can't work anymore. This happened to me a couple weeks ago, which is why it got rearranged. I can't work anymore. This place is a freaking disaster. I cannot work.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take the day and rearrange it so it's clean again.
Yep.
That's the way to do it.
That is. Now, Rachel, what about your creative space?
So my space is in our guest bathroom. Bedroom.
Bathroom.
Not bathroom, but bedroom near the guest bathroom.
Yeah.
And so I've got computer area. And then I use my mom's old sewing machine case to have all my paints and things in there. Mm-hmm. And then I have a cheap easel, not the one you recommended. I'm working up to that one, or I'll get John to build. I need your design.
I couldn't find it.
I know, dang.
Yeah.
He'll find something. Yeah. But anyway, I have, you know, just a cheap easel and a little thing that I put my Kindle on. So when we Zoom, and I have a bookshelf in there. So it's really nice. And what's really good is it's got a huge closet. So when I'm done, I can put my easel in the corner and everything else goes in that closet and I can shut it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little, my wheelie dealy, I don't even know what you call that.
The little cart thing?
Yeah. It's like a,
Like a computer cart?
Yeah, it kind of is, but it's almost like a little, like a
where you would teleprompter.
Yeah, like where you would stand and talk at the podium.
Oh, podium. Yes.
It's okay. On like a roller. So it's kind of like a cart, a computer cart or whatever, but, and I can put stuff in it and on it. And so it just goes in there and I have all my, what fits is like the canvases and things, my gesso boards. And
they all I love, and they all just go in the corner. Brushed over this. I love that you are using your mom's sewing case.
I do too.
For your paints. How cool is that?
It's really
because nice. I know we still have the blanket that your mom sewed for Catherine.
Aww.
So, I mean, that was something she loved to do to create, and now you're reusing it.
I am.
For something completely different. I mean, how awesome is that?
And a couple of the drawers I've left them as is, but the rest of them I have like, I have a diffuser, so I have all my oils in one drawer, and I have my tape and my scissors in the other, which I don't know where that went the other day. And I guess John knows where they are now, so I have to hide it. But and so I have my stuff in there, you know, so when I need things. But yeah, I love having that in there, and it opens, both sides open. It's a double, but normally I don't have to open it, but sometimes I do when I get a lot of paint going on one side or something.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's my little paint desk now.
That's awesome.
I'm kind of making a note. So you were repurposing your
like my mom's sewing cabinet.
Sewing cabinet. I'd like to see the, like a picture of that sewing cabinet.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. It's really pretty. It's made out of maple. It's really beautiful.
Huh.
I just couldn't get rid of it.
I love that you're doing that. That's great.
So I've got a question for you both. What is the thing that in your studio that you can't live without?
My computer.
I didn't even think about computer. I was thinking.
Because computers. Well, because if I don't have like my watercolors to create with, I can still create on my computer.
Yeah. Yep.
I can still do digital watercolor. I can still be active as an artist.
Well, that's true. For me, because I do a podcast with the Bubbly Bibbly, I have to have the computer in there.
Yeah.
Because that's also kind of my recording place too, if I'm not recording here at the Little Mill Studio.
Okay. So I got another question for you.
Yeah.
So what's the, let's say, the most useful tool besides a computer that you have in your studio?
I think I'm going to say my podium.
Podium.
The roller thing, because it makes it very portable. So if I wanted to take my easel outside to the back porch, it could go with me too. And I can still zoom.
Yeah.
You know, and I still have all my stuff that's in it.
Because
It's a little bit of a storage too.
Maybe my scanner.
Yeah.
Probably my scanner.
Yeah, because you're making everything digital. Yeah.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah,
eventually ends up in the computer for further creation.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, my favorite tool. This is so an oil painting. We've got this little thing called a crimper, and it just squeezes out all the extra paint. I mean, it's something that like you don't even know that you need until you get one, and then you're like, oh, this thing's awesome. So
now I'm going to put it on my list because now I think I want one.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, if you think of Sheldon probably does this where
you fold up.
Yeah, you fold it up like you're trying to get the last drop of toothpaste out of your toothpaste type thing.
Oh,
so it gets all the last minute.
Okay.
Paint.
Just a sidebar on that. Sheldon. I saw a video on how you cut the end of the toothpaste and cut it up horizontally with it, and you can fold it open and you can just scrape out the toothpaste that you don't get.
Please don't tell my husband
that. Oh no, God no, would never tell him that, because she would never get rid of any toothpaste.
I got yelled out yesterday for throwing away mustard that I couldn't get any more mustard out of, even though it was on the sides. Not getting it out. I'm throwing it away.
Yeah.
But there's still some in there.
But the crimper would be a good idea. That was just a side note that I actually saw this.
I'm like, that could be really handy. Like when you get desperate, because I can't tell you how many times we've like squeezed out the toothpaste.
A little bit more white.
Yeah. I swear I'm going to go to the grocery store today to buy some toothpaste. Just give me a little bit more.
And you're like, where's all my travel ones? And you're looking through a drawer. Yeah, that's hilarious, by the way. But I actually did see that and went,
Oh, that's pretty cool. No, I know, it's never another one of those.
Now, I'm never going to do that. But.
Me neither. But it's another one of those ideas. Why didn't I think of that?
Like, that's
yeah. So, yeah, it's like a duh thing, but you're like, ugh. It looked very messy, though.
Well, I did it, you know, with the kids. They drink chocolate milk like almost every morning. And so, and it's the Nestle Quick liquid kind, and they run out of it pretty quick. And remember when Emily was little, I was like, just pour some milk in it, shake it up, and drink it. Because she was like, couldn't get any more out of it.
Did she love that or what?
Yes, because it gets like uber chocolatey.
Yes, of course it does.
Like uber chocolatey.
Yum. That's hilarious.
So I want to ask you guys another question about your studio.
Okay.
What would you want to add to your studio that you don't have? Like, what would your dream studio have? I love thinking about this. I've even drawn out my dream studio, guys.
Oh, I know exactly what it is.
Okay.
What?
So I want a studio big enough that I can have a large, like 4x6 center island that can put a large cutting mat on. I can lay workout on it. And it has all these drawers underneath it for all the papers I seem to collect. OMG. And blank papers, not, you know, you see them a lot in quilters' studios.
I was going to say, this friend of mine, Diane, shout out Diane, she does quilting, and in her old house, she had a huge bedroom like this. I mean, it had to be like 20 by 20.
Oh, wow.
But she converted it to her studio, and all the sides were done with like cubbies that were just like from 4 feet down.
Wow.
Where all her materials were stored and like shut so they didn't get dust.
Yeah.
And in the middle was a ginormous, like 5x5 center spot where she could lay out her patterns.
Nice.
And then on one little side is where her sewing machine was.
Wow.
And I walked in and I was like,
start to drool a little.
Oh. Yes. I mean, like, I don't even sew. And I was like, this space is amazing. And she had like her quilts hanging, you know, like smaller quilts and some of her patterns. I was like,
we'll see.
I was just like, oh.
If I move my studio upstairs when JP goes to college, I could have that. And then I would be able to have my sewing machine out.
Mm-hmm. And my laser cut,
I could have everything out. It'd be amazing. Just absolutely stinking amazing.
I think for me, it would be the easel.
Yeah, the counterweight easel.
Yeah.
That was a, I love my counterweight easel.
I would probably take my bookshelf out of there and everything else out. I mean, like, if I got like my dream easel, I would probably just, okay, this is my spot.
Yeah. Yeah, that easel, like, it was about $1,500 easel. But I've been painting for, I think it was about 17 years at that point.
I was
going
to say, that's a 20-year-old price. That's not a new, that's not how much they are
now. How much is it?
No, I just got it like,
oh,
probably about 6 years ago.
Yeah, but that's not how much they are today, girl.
How much are they now?
I don't know. I
have to look it up. But counterweight easel, it was a Sienna counterweight easel. And it's drool worthy. I love, love, love. And it's really well made. Like, it's solid wood. That was another one where I ran out and met the UPS guy.
I'm
I was
sure.
Like, it's here. But yeah, that one. But your husband, he's actually talented enough to make one.
Right.
You can buy the patterns online.
They're still $1,500.
They're $1,500. Okay. Yeah, definitely worth it.
maybe that could be my Christmas present.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome.
It really is. That thing is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
But John could make something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be another 6 years, but he can make something like that.
Yeah, but it probably cost him $1,500 in wood today.
No, he's got, you forgot, we have 12 trees that we from the tornado.
Oh, wow.
He's got a ton of
wood
in the barn.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, I looked into making it myself because that was
expensive.
Well, at the time, Ben was in Afghanistan, and I went to a woodworking, and I got like a certification in woodworking and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started like, okay, well, now I got to go find the wood. Now I got to do this. Now I got to do that. And I'm like,
Okay, yours though, I gotta say, yours with the counterweight, okay, it's $1,800.
$1,800 now.
Yeah.
The cheaper Sienna one was $1,499. So this one looks like it's
$1,800. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. But yeah, so that would be your dream.
So let us know what your dream creative studio is. And maybe you already have it. So
yeah, show us comment pictures.
And show us some pictures. We would love to see some different creative space. And stop by Low Mill. If you're in Huntsville, Alabama, stop by here. Julie has a studio here in the lower level, Studio 120. And as always, we're on Facebook, and we love your 5-star reviews on Apple. Talk to you soon.